Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Tags. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Sysco and Cargill, two of the world's largest food companies, have just announced a major partnership with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. The partnership will help ranchers in Oklahoma, Texas, Kansas, Colorado, and New Mexico tackle climate change and improve grasslands and wildlife habitat. Through a public-private partnership, $5 million in funding from Sysco and Cargill will accelerate the implementation of sustainable grazing practices over the next 5 years across 1 million acres of an area responsible for about 30% of the beef produced in the United States. The Southern Plains Grassland Program has the potential to sequester up to 360,000 metric tons of carbon annually. Under the program, interested ranchers will be able to plan and implement voluntary grassland management practices that will sequester carbon. Now, through this public-private partnership, the National Fish Wildlife Foundation will be managing a competitive grant program that will enable nonprofit conservation groups, ranching associations, agencies at the state and local level to engage with ranchers at a scale not seen before in the region. Grants awarded by the foundation through the Southern Plains Grassland Program will strengthen the resilience of ranching communities by scaling up the implementation of rancher-led sustainable grazing practices. Examples include rotational grazing, improvements to infrastructure, control of invasive vegetation, or a combination of interventions appropriate for the landowner, wildlife, and type and climate in that particular part of the Southern Plains. Crop progress numbers out from USDA. Spring planted crops about on track with normal. The five-year average, 8% of the U.S. corn crop is now being planted. We're up to 11% of the U.S. cotton crop and 15% of the U.S. Sorghum crop been planted at this point. A lot of those numbers are clearly in Texas. Texas now 60% planted on their corn crop. 15% of the Kansas corn crop now planted, 26% of the Oklahoma corn crop planted. Winter wheat crop, Oklahoma, Kansas looks really good. 70% of the Oklahoma crop continues to be in good to excellent shape. Third week in a row at that number. 55% of the Kansas crop now rated good to excellent. 28% of the Texas crop rated good to excellent. Droughty conditions hurting the wheat crop in several areas of the state of Texas. Finally, pasture range ratings, 36% for Oklahoma, rated good to excellent. Only 16% of pastures in Texas, good to excellent. From the calendar, 95th State FFA Convention happening next week, 27th, 28th of April, downtown Oklahoma City at the Chesapeake and the new Oklahoma City Convention Center. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.